Here on KCHA, we talk to Pete Helmstead, Field Services Coordinator for the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT. Steve, or Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, and lots of activity here in the last couple of weeks at the Floyd Interchange. Let's discuss kind of where things are at. In fact, there's a road closure today for some work there.
Yeah, exactly. It was a couple of weeks ago we closed on the road to do some repair on the shoulders and to fix the some of the cones, the channelizers, if you will, through the work zone. Well, we did that, and a day or two later, we got, 4 or 5 inches of rain over there and washed away a lot of the shoulder repair we did. So we are back in there today. The road closed about 10 minutes ago, and it'll be closed for 6 to 8 hours as we go in there and make more repairs. This time, we are going to be putting asphalt down. Instead of granular shoulders, we will be putting in some asphalt. And I'm sure that a question everybody's wondering is, why didn't we put asphalt down immediately at the start of the project? Well, when we start this project in, mid to early March, the asphalt plants aren't open and running yet because of the cooler temperatures. So putting in asphalt isn't really an option at that point. And things held up pretty well until the last few weeks where we had some more rain and vehicles, we call it off-tracking, where they will miss maybe part of the curve, or semi-trailers off-tracking and their rear tires going off onto the gravel. And that leaves ruts along the edge of the pavement, and that can be dangerous. So we're in there repairing that today. Hopefully it's the last closure we have this year until we get everything open in November.
Yeah, 5 inches of rain will do that, won't it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. No matter how much you plan, Mother Nature still proves that she's in charge.
All right. Pete, maybe shed some light here as far as, you know, how you guys factor in weather delays in your construction and project timelines.
Well, we have a pretty good idea of how long these projects are going to take. And our contracts are set up in different ways. Some of the contracts are set up where the contractor has X amount of working days. So just throwing out a number, we'll say 80 working days. You figure there's 20 working days in a month, and so that's 4 months. Well, then if there are rain delays where the contractor can't work, they aren't charged a working day for that. Now, there are other contracts that are set up where they are called calendar days, where you will be done by, and a lot of times those are for the major big projects, kind of like a Floyd project, saying you will be done and the road will be open, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving or the Monday before Thanksgiving or, the Friday before Labor Day. So it depends on the project. It depends on what type of work is being done with that project. And it depends on the type of contract. Hopefully that covers your question.
Yeah. And I imagine that the type of work also determines when, at what time of day you might do some of these projects. You did some beam installation Monday and Tuesday night between 7 and 11 p.m. Today's project, in the heart of the day, starting at 8 a.m. How do you kind of work that into the equation?
Yeah, and again, a lot of it is the type of work that is going to be done. The beam setting, we wanted to do that at night because we had to close down 218/T44, and the traffic is obviously lower there at night. Plus, with a project or work like that, it's in a isolated area, so we can light it. When you're doing the entire length of this project now, working on the shoulders, it's a lot bigger area, and it's just not conducive to night work, and it's not as safe to be doing it at night. So the type of work, the safety of the contractor and the traveling public really play a huge factor into determining when that work takes place.
All right. Again, we're talking with Pete Helmstead, Field Services Coordinator for the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT. Now, let's talk just a little bit more about Monday and Tuesday night's work there with the beam placement. What part does that role play in the overall construction of the overpass and such?
Sure. That's a that's kind of one of those milestone marks of the project, getting the beam set for the bridge. Two-thirds of the beams are set. We have from the east pier, the east abutment, which is the east end of the bridge, to the pier. And then Monday, Tuesday, we set the beams between the two piers over 218, T-44 there. And so we just have the beams from the pier to the west abutment. Once you get those in, then all of a sudden the contractor can start doing the work to get the deck prepared for the deck pour. So it's, again, one of those building blocks that really kind of triggers the next step in the progress of the project.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people that really kind of, that's when things become maybe a little bit more real, when you can see that part, starting to expand over the road.
You're exactly right. It's starting to look like a bridge. it's the bottom line. And yes, I was out there Tuesday night getting some drone pictures of the beam setting. And it was kind of funny. You could see that there were a few people sitting in the parking lot of the service stations or truck stops there watching what was going on. And from what I understand, there was a pretty good crowd there Monday night, too. So it's cool to see people take interest in a project like that.
All right. How about other projects that might be going on around North Iowa that you want to remind people of or make them aware of?
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to touch on a few of them that are kind of in the area. The Iowa 9 bridge deck overlay west of Osage. They've opened the eastbound lanes, and they are now currently working on the westbound lane. So it's still one-way traffic through there, but they are over the halfway point. So that's good news. The Iowa 9 bridge replacement west of Cresco, hopefully that should be opened up by the middle of next month. So they've made good progress on that. And down at Saratoga, just on Highway 9 there, another bridge deck overlay. Hopefully by the end of August, that will be opened up. The other one I was going to mention, Highway 18 down by Freilich, that bridge deck replacement project, hopefully should be opened up by mid-August. Obviously, these are all, if we get a week of rain, that's going to change things a lot. But right now, those are what we're on schedule for. US 65 on the north end of Mason City, that bridge deck overlay, hopefully by the end of this month, that one will be opened up. So I think I've hit on most of the ones in the North Iowa, Charles City, New Hampton area.
All right. And of course, parents are rejoicing that school will start in a little over a month, but there's still some holiday travel going out there. So I'll give you an opportunity here to close with putting in your plug that you like to for the 511 app to kind of track where construction is occurring and how that can factor into your travel plans.
Yeah, it's a really good lead in because if I remember correctly, next week is the dead week for high school sports. So I know there's a lot of people who are taking vacations next week with their kids. And yeah, you nailed it. Use that app, 511IA, or go on to the website, 511IA.org. They'll help you plan your routes or just help you be prepared if there's going to be a detour or if you're going to be running into a work zone where you got pilot car and flaggers. Other states have them as well. Use those as well. They are all very good resources to help make your travel go a little bit smoother. One more thing, too, I'd like to throw in, Mark. We've got a public meeting tonight at 5 o'clock for a project that we are planning to do in Mason City in 2025 and 2026. It'll be the reconstruction of Iowa 122 between Pierce and Monroe. Best way to explain that is kind of in front of the Mercy Hospital area there. That meeting is, again, from 5 to 6:30 at the public library, the Mason City Room. It's a informal meeting. We do not have a formal presentation. Come whenever you want in that time. We will have displays laid out showing what the project will look like, and we will have staff there, as well as the City of Mason City and the consultant, WHKS, to answer any questions you might have.
All right, Pete, great information as always, and we appreciate you making yourself readily available to us here as well with lots of great information.
Not a problem. We appreciate the time, Mark.
All right, Pete, take care, and we will talk to you next month, and And safe travels for everybody.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT joining us here on KCHA.